Moving on to permits. Mr. Watkinson.
Good morning, Mr. Commissioner, Commission members. This morning we have three what we refer to as page two items on the Commission agenda. These are projects over $500,000 in project costs. We have subjected these projects to a public interest review. There have been no objections, and staff is recommending approval. And with that, I will read the project description for each of the three projects. The Army Corps of Engineers is requesting authorization for overboard disposal of up to 3 million cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom material per dredge cycle within previously authorized placement sites adjacent to the federal navigation channel associated with Army Corps of Engineers dredging of the James River Federal Navigation Channel at City Point Shoal, Jordan Point Shoal, Sandy Point Shoal, and Goose Hill Shoal, and these are from milepost 69 to milepost 27 within the James River, and they're located within the counties of James City, Surrey, Prince George, Charles City, Chesterfield, and the city of Hopewell. Item 2B, also the Army Corps of Engineers is requesting a permit modification to place overboard in an unconfined manner dredge material from the Bradford Bay Federal Project Channel onto a previously permitted placement site in Bradford Bay near the town of Watcher Creek in Accomack County. The placement site's dredge material capacity will increase to 15,000 cubic yards to a maximum of 75,000 cubic yards per dredge cycle from the hydraulic maintenance dredging. In this case, all other permit conditions would remain the same. And item 2C, BAE Systems Norfolk Ship Repair, request authorization to maintenance dredge a maximum of 150,000 cubic yards of state-owned submerged land on an as-needed basis to maintain depths ranging from minus 36 feet to minus 64 feet mean low water adjacent to existing piers and dry docks at their facility located at 750 West Berkeley Avenue along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. In this case, the dredge material will be barged to the Craney Island dredge material management area and disposed of in the rehandling basin. If you have any questions, I or members of my staff are available.
Let me double back just for a second here. Let me swear in staff and anybody from RIMS who will be testifying or may be testifying today. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. So we have before us here the so-called page two items. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody who wishes to speak about these matters, either pro or con? Seeing none, matters before the commission.
Mr. Commissioner, I need to abstain from item 2C. If we could vote separately on the first two and then the third, so I can do that. I would move to approve items 2A and 2B.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Well, I have one question on the 2B. Is there any time of year restriction on that, or?
Is there a time of year restriction on the Bradford Bay?
No, there's not. It wasn't on the original permit. We talked with Jim Wesson originally about this, and he didn't have any concerns about the oyster section.
Okay.
We have a motion. We have a second here on agenda item 2A and 2B here. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any negatives? Matters passed. Then we move on to 2C here.
Move to approve 2C.
A motion from Mr. Tankard. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And I have to abstain because my law firm represents BAE on the matter.
Motion passes. Thank you.